Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We welcome in our friend Jeff Hathorne here. He was in on the Kevin Colbert very intimate sit-down yesterday. Jeff, good morning. How's everything?
Good. I'm excited because the U.S. leads Denmark 8-3, is it? After eight ends in curling.
Oh, we're watching
Sweden. They're almost dormy.
Yeah, we're watching Sweden-Germany in the hockey game, so there's that. And by the way, Jeff Hathorne joins us on the Fan Hotline. That's brought to you by Wright Automotive, best deal in Pittsburgh. What goes to the top of the page for you, or what goes to the lead of your update? When you sit down with Kevin Colbert, what's the biggest news in your estimation?
Well, you know, he's not going to be very specific about roster moves or things like that. So I think the fact that he did talk about Le'Veon Bell, was asked about Le'Veon Bell for about 5 minutes and said, you know, there's optimism and that he feels like they're in a better place with it and they didn't hold any grudges from last year. I think that was key, too, the fact he was pretty open of like, hey, after last year when we didn't get it done, we weren't ticked off. We didn't hold it against him. We just thought, okay, we'll try again next year. And that doesn't happen in every front office. And that doesn't mean a deal will get done. But I thought that was pretty good news that there didn't seem to be any animosity about last season. So they can approach this with a new slate. Now, I don't know what Le'Veon's thinking. He's talked a lot. But it does seem like from the Steelers' end that there is genuine want to get a deal done with Le'Veon Bell, and they've already started the process of clearing some cap room.
And once the smoke clears, and if it doesn't work out, I feel like the Steelers, once again, will win public opinion only because the way they went about this, you know, restructuring contracts, being very forthforward about how bad they want him back. We can't win without him. He's one of the players that you do spend a lot of money on. They said all the right things, but I also think they're working on a plan B as well.
I think so, too. And, you know, it's such a tough decision because, you know, the two teams in the Super Bowl did it a different way, and they did it with three backs that make a heck of a lot less money than one guy does. But when you've got a guy that's as good as Le'Veon, how do you not keep him? I mean, it's a unique dynamic. And, yeah, if it does fall apart, I think they go with that model and they use some of that money to strengthen up their defense. So while I think the ideal thing is, as much as you want to have that money for the defense, a player of Le'Veon's ability you need to try to keep. But if for some reason it doesn't work out or you franchise him, even if he holds out, and I don't believe he will retire or sit out a whole year, so you still have him for another year, and you can look for a new tailback after then.
Yeah, but Jeff, when Kevin starts out the answer regarding Bell, you know, signing him, well, he goes, I think I'm optimistic. You know, that was, it's just like it that stood out to me that with Le'Veon Bell, even though he says stuff, you just don't know what he's thinking, what's actually going to happen.
Yeah, and I don't know how much Le'Veon. I mean, those negotiations normally aren't done GM to player. It's just with the agent, and players will talk about what something their agent has told them, or their agent might even feed them something to make them feel better or not, however they want them to go. I think sometimes Le'Veon's just talking. I mean, he kind of knows what he wants. He's proud, has an ego. He wants to be the highest paid running back. And I think as we sit right now, he could still have that dream. I just don't know what the reality is going to be. And, you know, he said something about $50 million guaranteed. And that's a lot of money to give up front to a running back.
Jeff Hathorne joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. He sat down with Kevin Colbert yesterday. And by the way, you could text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates Fan Text Line, 412-928-9370. What veterans won't be with the Pittsburgh Steelers next year? What indication did you get?
Yeah, and obviously Kevin's not going to tell us specifically, but I think the writing's on the wall for a Mike Mitchell. I think William Gay is a guy that won't be back. You know, then you've got to make a decision. I think Vance McDonald is a guy that's worth it. I think he's shown enough, but that would be a guy who could save some salary cap. I think Joe Hayden will be back. You know, The one I had someone mention to me, and basically because we both do a show with Ramon, and they say, well, they brought Finney back. Does that mean they're going to cut Foster? You know, that would cut a couple of million dollars, but I think with the way the Steelers are trying to make sure that Ben Roethlisberger is happy, I don't think that's an area. I don't think they would mess with their offensive line and the cohesion they have there, and know that Finney can play a couple of different positions. But I think those two earlier guys, and then, you know, maybe an Arthur Motes because of the other young linebackers. That's another guy you could spare some room.
Now, some of the money that they're freeing up, do you feel comfortable? I'm asking you, do you feel comfortable with Mike Mitchell being filled the shoes by a rookie, Shazier, the shoes being filled by a rookie, or do they have to go out and spend pretty good money on some kind of free agency?
Well, Kevin said yesterday that, you know, they were confident in Matakevich, that they wanted to give him a shot, and it was just his injury that, and he got hurt the same game as Ryan did, and didn't allow him to play linebacker. He played some special teams, but didn't have the ability to play middle linebacker. And it sounded like they were going to give him a chance, or felt confident that he could be a guy at least that could battle for that position. You know, as far as Mitchell, I look at it this way: when you have a guy like, let's say, Antonio Brown, who Facebook lives your locker room, but you know what he gives you on the field, so you might publicly say, "Oh, don't do that," but you don't really care. But when Mike Mitchell is doing the stuff he's doing, especially before Jacksonville game, I think that was a bit over the top. You know, you could say stuff and stuff happens, but when you start pulling that move and you're not productive, I don't know, could they be worse off going with a veteran free agent or a draft pick and eliminating a little bit of the drama in that room? I think that plays into this decision.
You know, if they do release Mitchell, maybe they could do it by, like, Colbert could go to Mitchell's home and just bang on the front door and start yelling through the door that he's cut.
That's an option.
Maybe that would be. How are they going to handle the Ryan Shazier situation? Because the way that, you know, in the NHL, we talked about this before, the NHL, you know, Chris Letang's out for the rest of the season, or like Pascal Dupuis' career's over, but he's on the books. You can take a long-term injury relief. The NFL doesn't have that provision. So how are they going to be able to spread that out so they can go out and get somebody to replace him?
Yeah, it's tough, and I don't know why in a league where there are often serious injuries, why they don't have that provision. It doesn't make sense because he is going to count against their salary cap this year. And, you know, Kevin was very forthright in looking ahead to what they're going to do to fill his spot, while also mentioning that Ryan is improving and he still is looking ahead and still may have a future. But I think they're going to look internal as far as filling that spot. And as far as that dead cap money, man, that's a hit for them. And I don't know how they overcome that. And, you know, you don't want to, it's tough because you don't want to talk about Ryan in practical terms, but in practical terms, not playing, that money's going to be a hit against them as they try to find replacements.
We're talking to Jeff Hathorn, who was in with Kevin Colbert yesterday. You know, back to something that Josh said, and back to something that Josh asked you. With now the philosophical change with Keith Butler as opposed to Dick LeBeau, they're more apt to play young players, plug and play, you draft and you get in there, and you just said that they're looking internal. Don't you think that the Pittsburgh Steelers should just draft, should just go with it, should just play guys on defense, just like they did with Artie Burns? I'm asking you your opinion, not what Kevin Colbert said.
You have to trust your evaluations. And I kind of look at them in a way like the Penguins. You only have so much of Ben Roethlisberger. So if you have an option to get a guy who may be coming back from an injury or coming from a lousy situation like Cleveland or somewhere where it just didn't fit, I think you try to upgrade, even via trade, if it costs you a draft pick, because your window is still now, and I think that window is slowly closing because of the time of Roethlisberger's career. I hate to use the term mortgage to the future, but I think you borrow from the future to pay for now. So, yeah, I would look at options. I mean, draft is nice, but, man, have a – that many young guys and Hayden in the secondary, I would like to have a veteran if there would happen to be somebody available.
You have a football team with Ben, who's proven that he still has a lot of football left. arguably a top five guy, Hall of Famer. AB, the best Hall of Famer, and an O-line with, you know, Hall of Famers on there as well. Do you need, and I understand 30 other teams this doesn't work, but on this team, do you need to have the best running back in the world? You know what I'm saying? Do you really need to spend that money on Le'Veon Bell? I know every other team will say yes and you could justify it, but do you need one here because you can get one in the draft or a free agent that will also look a lot better because of all the other weapons that are out there?
It's a great question. It really is. And that is the fallback plan if they can't sign Le'Veon. But, you know, when you have a guy that good and he's such the check down for Roethlisberger and can do so many things for that offense, how do you not keep him? I'm trying to look at it from both ways because I get what you're saying. If you go with James Conner and Stephen Ridley and you draft a quarterback and that frees up $8 million or more that you could sign a safety, you could bring in another middle linebacker, it makes all the sense in the world. But it's not that easy. I mean, there are – when you have a guy like Bell, I don't know how you just get rid of a talent. I could see them franchising him, but, man, I just don't see that scenario where they just let him walk.
Jeff, Kevin Colbert kind of not really contradicted, but he went against the Tomlin Rooney grain when he said that, yeah, we weren't good enough and we need to get better. Did the subject of discipline, player discipline, come up at all?
No, it did with Art, but it did not with Kevin, not directly. There were talks about needs in the room and mood of the room. And I thought that was. I think that gives you their mindset, though. I thought you just played it at eight. That was kind of the money quote is, why would we put out a roster that wasn't good enough? Why would we put out the same roster in 2018? And that kind of gives you their mindset. I mean, they are looking to shake things up, for even though the fact that everyone's back on defense except for most likely Shazier, they are going to look to shake it up. They are going to look to make some changes. And I thought that was some good insight from the mentality over there as they prepare for the draft in the offseason and free agency.
I was distracted during your last answer because they just showed both Thomas Greiss and Christian Ehrhoff on the television in this Olympic hockey game. Yeah, right?
Where's Niemi?
Where's Marcel Gotch?
And you know who's coaching this team is Marco Sturm. I'm serious. I'm not making it up.
The fact that the U.S. team has Mark Arcabello and Chris Bork, I mean, it's just,
I know.
I mean, I could find a better team in Cranberry.
There you go, Jeff Hathorn.
Well, yeah, they practiced today at 12.
Yes, you're right about that. Jeff, thank you so much for the insight of the Kevin Colbert interview. We appreciate it. We'll talk some more about it coming up next, and we'll chat soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jeff Hathorn, the best, hardest working man in sports. Jeff Hathorn right there. He is. He's all over the place.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.